We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm going to... Here, we want Correa...
You're telling Boone? Like, he has any say in the
Freeman
matter? Poor Boone! He's at the bottom of the totem pole on this!
Do I want
Schwarber? He's handing out turkeys on Thanksgiving without a clue of what's going on.
Do I want Schwarber also? Yeah, we're not right. Correa, Freeman, and Schwarber?
No, they need another arm in their rotation.
Oh, okay, hold on. And an arm.
Stroman.
And an arm. Yeah, I don't think the Yankees want any part of that train wreck. Correa. All right, well, listen. I'll take Schwarber out. There you go. Correa and Freeman. There you go. Correa and Freeman. Greedy. Okay, very good.
Well, greedy? Who'd you call greedy?
Me.
Wait, so how'd you word it to Boone? Oh, I'm curious.
I didn't send it to Boone.
Who'd you send it to? Cashman?
Maybe.
How?
Maybe I reached out to Hal Steinbrenner.
And said, get me Correa and Freeman.
Correa and Freeman. There you go.
Nice.
Should I send it to Aaron Boone?
Yeah.
I
mean, it's irrelevant to send it to Boone.
You know,
I feel bad saying
Boone
that.
Who you want.
I mean, Boone has no say in this.
Here, Christmas wish list. Christmas.
Aaron Boone's getting the same update we are. He's checking list. Twitter for updates.
Hold on. Christmas wish list. Correa and Freeman. Is that good?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody else we want while I'm at it?
Yeah, starting pitcher.
Oh, hold on. And a pitcher.
Carlos Rodon.
And a pitcher.
There.
Maybe Rodon.
Trade for Sonny Gray. No, I'm just kidding.
No, nobody wants that loser. Okay. All right, I said it, Joe.
Trade for Luis Castillo. Now, that would be good.
Here, Luis Castillo again?
No, he's the pitcher, Luis Castillo, not the second baseman.
Can't have him in this town ever again. Here's a fly ball to second.
Don't bring
this. Wrap it up for the Mets.
Oh, God.
Ah! And Teixeira scores from first.
That night.
And the Yankees win.
That night still haunts me.
I remember I was watching that game with the Yankees front office at City Field. Walking out of the building.
No, you're at Yankee Stadium.
No, that game was at Citi Field.
That game was at Yankee Stadium.
That game was at Citi Field.
Craig, stop the show.
It's tough to have a walk-off. Craig.
Pop-up?
Craig.
There's the pop-up.
Yankee Stadium.
Okay, what game was I at then? I wasn't at that
not
game.
Not that one.
I guess,
a walk-off victory at Yankee Stadium.
I guess I was not. I lied. I was at one of the Yankee Mets
games. I love how persistent you were. Like, no, trust me, it was Citi Field.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Citi Field because I couldn't have been a walk-off.
I was also in the building. I remember every moment
Why
of
Why were
that.
You at Yankee Stadium?
Because I'm a Met fan watching Mets-Yankees.
Interesting.
I ditched my friend. I wouldn't drive him home after that. I was so pissed off.
You ditched your friend?
My friend Chad, my best friend in the world, known him since I was a kid.
Why?
He's forgiven me because I was so pissed and
so
disgusted.
So you didn't give a friend a ride home from the Bronx?
Correct. I said I need to be by myself. And he understood. He understood.
Excuse me?
And the next day I called him up.
Where does
I said,
this guy
Chad,
Chad live?
He lived in Manhattan. And I lived in Queens at the time. So I was going to go to Manhattan, drop him off, and go home to Queens.
Yeah, and you said, I can't drive you home?
I was in a trance leaving that building.
But hold on.
In a trance.
My best friend in the world.
Love the guy.
I can't drive you home?
Nope. Wouldn't drive him home.
Because Castillo dropped the
Dude,
pop-up?
Dude, do you know how that felt as a Met fan? And what made it worse is as it's in the air... Chad hits me on the arm and says, congratulations, you jackass. That's probably why I didn't drive him home.
I love it.
And I said, he's in trouble. Those are the words I'll never forget. I look at him, I say, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. And then after Castillo drops it, I'm in awe. I don't know if you remember this, but a week and a half earlier, the Mets lost the game in L.A. because Ryan Church missed third base. I was there. Beningo and I were in L.A. So I saw it live. I watched Ryan Church.
Mick,
don't play this
Let's
crap.
Just listen to it.
This version, too,
Castillo.
By the way.
Dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. Here comes Teixeira. And the Yankees win. dropped the ball.
Yeah, we get it.
He dropped the ball.
The Yankees win 9-8 in the most improbable fashion.
That's great.
And you know what kills me about that? Frankie Rodriguez is hasn't blown a save yet as a Met. You remember who was up? You know who was
up. I'm trying to remember which game I went to with
Alex
the Yankee front
Rodriguez.
Office.
Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod was up. I mean, think about that situation. K-Rod versus A-Rod. In the back of my mind, they got the Ryan Church game. Everybody's up in the building. Hits that pop-up. I'm sitting left field upper deck because that's where real fans sit, not bougie phonies like you with the owner and the GM. Come on.
Steele settling
under. Don't do this.
Now backpedaling. He drops the ball. Here comes Jeter. Teixeira comes in. The Yankees win it.
And the pitch is swung on and a high pop.
Come on.
2 second. Castillo on the outfield grass. Drops the ball. He dropped the ball. Here comes Teixeira. He scores. Yankees win. Ugh. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Luis Castillo dropped the pop-up, and then he threw to second, and Teixeira scored without a play. Now the Yankees have overcome an 8-7 deficit to win it 9-8.
Oh.
There you go.
Why? Just because I mentioned...
John forgot that Jeter scored first.
Just because I mentioned Luis Castillo, who's not related to the other Luis Castillo, you got to make me relive that crap.
I'm trying to remember which game I was at now.
I don't give a damn what game you were at. Why do we have to list every clip of the Luis Castillo game? That game's still just... Ugh. And the Yankees, who embarrass... You know the Yes Network embarrasses themselves because they...
Every day three,
Because they play that game... As a Yankee classic.
Do they?
I mean, you guys are better than that. You have so many classics to play.
What?
And what? Excuse me?
Why is that embarrassing?
Yeah, why is that embarrassing?
They beat the Mets in a crazy ending.
Bro, they won the game on a drop pop-up.
So?
In a regular season game. We really doing this? You don't have better games to play
than
that?
Yeah, they play those too. I mean, to be fair... Our network plays the same game.
It's a no-hitter.
It's a one-hitter.
It's a no-hitter.
I mean, the Yankees could play Corey Kluber.
They will never play Corey Kluber.
I've seen 1979 Mets yearbooks on TV. What are you talking about?
You were the Yankees, though. That's the difference. Like, you're right, but the Mets are the Mets. SNY knows their library is a little different than your library, okay? Your library doesn't need to play the Luis Castillo game. And it's embarrassing that you do. Sorry.
By the way, I'm not going to let you live down the fact that you didn't give your best friend a ride home.
I didn't give him a ride home.
Like, that's effed up, dude.
But you know what?
As much as you're a fan, we all respect your fandom, is at like a nuclear level. And I get that, and I've grown comfortable with it here. How do you leave a friend stranded in the Bronx,
listen,
after a ball game?
First, like, a couple
all right, you lost, it sucks, boo-hoo-hoo. Hey, Chad, get in the car. Of course I'm driving you home.
No. First of all, he's
not no.
Chad's a
get
big
me
boy.
Chad on the phone.
You probably have his number, too. He's a big boy. He knew how
That's
to take
the
subway home, and he knew I was pissed.
You're a lousy friend.
Well, you know what? I called him the next day and apologized.
The next day?
The next day, that
you
night.
You didn't call him at night to make sure he got home all right?
No.
And you waited the whole next day?
Correct.
No, till nighttime.
I'd say in the morning I probably called him and said, hey, bro, I'm sorry. I was really upset.
And was he like, no problem, I understand?
He was very understanding. He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
No, he might be a good dude. He said, I understand.
Yeah, he
let it go?
Me. Yeah.
You can't let that go.
Why?
Because that's the worst friendship move of all time.
Dude, it was a weak moment.
Wow, the Mets lost a regular season game. Boo-hoo, I'm not driving you home?
Yeah.
From the Bronx?
They didn't just lose a regular season game. They lost on a drop.
So what?
By the second base.
You still got to drive your buddy home.
No, I don't.
Thank God you weren't on a date.
Well.
Honey, listen, I'm sorry. Fend for yourself on 161st and Jerome. I'm sure it'll work out okay.
I think I would have handled it differently.
Yeah, is that
I
right?
I wouldn't have gone to the game with her in the first place.
Right, because she would have been a distraction to you. Right. Get your hand off my leg. I'm scoring this game. Get your hand off my leg. No, I like you. You're a sweetheart. Get your hand off my leg. Go get us some popcorn.
Got to pick my spot sometimes.
It's unbelievable. And this guy let you, this guy's okay with this?
I forgave me,
all these years later.
I think
he let you slide on that.
I think he's gotten over it,
Wow.
Yeah.
That fascinates me.
Listen, I was
would
upset.
Never let you forget that. For the rest of your life, I would send you audio of Castillo dropping the ball. I'd send you guy. I'd get you a Castillo cameo. I would go crazy for the rest of your life.
Well, he's a better human than you are. How
I guess
that?
He is.
He's not a douche knuckle like you are. Your term, not mine.
That's crazy. Did you get Chad on the phone? You can't even get Chad on the phone.
He's very tough to book.
Did you call Chad or no? Do you have his number?
Yeah, I do. I called him. I texted him. I left him a message.
All right. He's a triple threat right now.
He must still be pissed at Evan.
Call, text, and a message. You never know. All right.
He's like, who's this?
877-337-6666. All right, we got Chad on the phone. This is Evan's former friend, Chad.
Former friend.
Chad, you're on the radio. It's Carton and Roberts. How you doing, buddy?
All right. How are you?
I'm really upset. Evan just told the story that when you and Evan went to the Yankee Met game back in the day when Castillo dropped the pop-up, that he was so distraught because he's a knucklehead that he refused to drive you home and left you in the Bronx. And I'm saying to myself, number one, how does a friend do that? Number two, why did you tolerate that?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I talked to Evan for like a couple of months like after that.
That's not true.
I don't blame you.
No, I think we didn't talk. And then like I told you that we like, you know, what happened and I was a little upset.
So when you guys leave the stadium and you're a Yankee fan, you're happy, he's a Met fan, he's ticked off. As you remember it, was he like, dude, hit the subway, I'm not driving you?
Pretty much, that's exactly what he said, word for word.
And you said what?
I said, all right.
You were like, all right, I'll fetch myself in the Bronx.
In fairness, do you not remember?
Well,
I lived
on Sunday Street, so I wasn't too far.
He knew he's a big boy. You were on that pop up. Do you recall what you said to me as the ball was flying?
I said, good game, buddy.
Yes!
And then you said, he's going to drop it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just him being Robertsitis, always thinking the worst is going to happen.
I saw that Luis Castillo was in trouble, and I was right.
So when he calls you the next day, like he didn't call you that night to say, hey, my bad, dude, did you get home safely? He waits till the next day. You took that call or no?
I don't even think he called me the next day.
It
was so long ago. I mean, I just know I was a little upset with you, but I didn't say anything until like a couple months later.
I remember I called you the next day. You said, no big deal. And then later on, we had talked that, yes, you're a little pissed off.
He should be pissed.
Because I think 4 months later, like, why haven't you called me?
And have you guys have patched these differences up all these years later?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's water under the bridge. The best part of the story is after Evan made a left, after he stranded me at Yankee Stadium, I made a right, and I see Francesa taking pictures with everybody, like smiling, like he's, you know, the mayor.
Yeah. So Evan Roberts loses because the Mets lose. He drives out of there in a huff, tells you, his best friend in the world, take a hike, I'm not driving you home. And you turn around, and the first thing you see is Francesa signing autographs.
He's taking pictures, smiling, shaking hands.
Like he owned the place.
Like your night got worse. Did you bust Evan's balls on this for years, or you let it go?
No, I let it go. I mean, I've known Evan since the first grade. So, I mean, I kind of like, I'm a Yankee fan, but I feel bad for him at this point.
See, he has compassion for me.
You're a better guy than I am. I agree. I don't think we'd be friends.
Well, no, Chad, what Carton said is he would send me texts of the highlights of the Luis Castillo game forever and ever.
I would have got him Castillo autographs, Castillo framed pictures. I would have got the Steiner Sports and unloaded all the Luis Castillo stuff.
Well, you're definitely more creative than me, so that's pretty fun.
Well, I don't think it's too late.
You want to start now?
I think you have to do something douchey to Evan to get him back all these years later.
That's going to be like a 40th birthday present for Evan.
Something.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you coming on without knowing why we called you, and hope you're well and have a great holiday, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. There you go. There's Chad, Evan's best friend.
Listen, man, I have weak moments. And when my team loses a brutal game like that,
what do you expect? Yeah, but you took it out on Chad.
Listen, as he said, he's a big boy. He took the subway home.
Yeah.
He didn't need Dada to hold his hand.
It's not about that.
And give him valet
service.
It's
not about that.
And I've made it up to him, trust me. We've gone to many, many places together.
I don't want to hear about you buying him tickets or anything else. You can never make it up to somebody.
No, you know how I made it up to him? when Mike invited me and a friend to sit with him for a Met Yankee game years later, Chad was my friend. So he got the luxury of watching a Met Yankee game, not with me, but with Mike Francesa.
Yeah, how many never people said no to Mike before he asked you and a friend to come to a game?
Probably 25.
At least, right?
Doesn't matter, though.
I said, this Chad sounds like the nicest guy in the world.
He's great. He's great.
Boy, you are something special.
What?
I thought it was weird when you told me that when the Yankees won the pennant in 78, that your father literally left the country.
Right.
Which is a whole nother, and that's not a made-up story.
No, true.
Your
76, but close
76,
enough.
76, I apologize. Your father was so distraught that the Yankees won the pennant, he went to Puerto Rico.
Right.
He couldn't stand being in forget about New York, in the country.
That's right.
At the time.
That's right.
And stayed in Puerto Rico for weeks until he got over the Yankees winning the pennant.
Meanwhile, they got swept in the World Series. But I'm me. I was upset after a loss. That's why I would never take you to tonight's Nets-Knicks game, because I know... Because
I'd have to walk home?
No, right.
God forbid the Knicks win.
God forbid Julius Randle hits like a game-winning three.
Durant misses a dunk right. That would have won it. And you're sitting there flabbergasted. Craig, sorry. Yeah. You got to walk.
I'm out. See ya.
Yeah.
I think I've grown from that. That was 2009. That was a long time ago. I think I've matured.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.